When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report. Back with Lauren Williams, making the trip up from Washington as the Hawks road trip continues here. Welcome back.
And thank you.
The Celtics pretty much dominated this game.
Yeah.
10-point game in the end, but they led by as many as 20. Attack Trae Young, attack DeJounte Murray, smaller guards as they do here, and end up with a, you know, fairly convincing win here with rebounding, with some timely shooting, and close the door by the late stages of the fourth quarter there. Hawks made a big run in the third, a 19-5 run to make it close. But overall, Celtics, much like the first round, looked on a different level, even with Kristaps Porzingis out, even with Jrue Holiday out.
Yeah, the Celtics were clearly the better team. I don't know if the Hawks want to rely on excuses. They're on the second night of a back-to-back game, having won over the Wizards yesterday. I think it was clear that the Hawks were a much more tired team. They were missing one of their rising stars. Technically, he's a third year, so he's not rising stars by all-star standards, but he's still a guy who has kind of put his name in the most improved race in Jalen Johnson. It's clear that his presence on the defensive boards was missed, and you know, Clint Capella and Onyeka Okongwu were totally dominated by the Celtics bigs on Sunday.
So, and the Hawks can rip off a bunch of threes, as we saw in the third. Interesting matchup to me still. Obviously, the first round went longer than people expected last year.
Yes.
Now Quinn Snyder, first full year, coaching there, full staff, all the rest. Johnson stepping up, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
So I still find them an interesting team in the East. Probably going to be a more bottom half team.
Yes.
So potentially one the Celtics could see again here. And they outshot the Celtics from three. They got them up quickly. They got great looks in that second half. And that, you can see, challenged the Celtics at times, because they're not used to many teams shooting the three-pointer at a rate as high as they do. And they got above 40% at one point, Atlanta did. But the rebounding, the mismatches,
The turnovers
ultimately pushed this one in Boston's direction.
Yes.
But still, Atlanta's going to keep it close whenever they play this team.
Absolutely. I mean, shooting threes is what Quinn Snyder wants this team to do. He wants them to move the ball, find the next best option, get good looks. I think it helps that you have a star in Trae Young who's actually making his three-pointers now, and he wasn't making a ton of them toward the end of the game. You could see that the fatigue had started to catch up with him after he kind of put the team on his back in that first half, scoring 20 points by the end of the second quarter. So I think when a guy like Bogdan Bogdanović is also hot, that also makes things difficult for opposing defenses in the Hawks' case. So I think it's going to be interesting if they can carry this momentum moving forward, just because with any shooting, it can be so up and down. You can have hot nights, you can have cold nights. And, you know, they were building kind of off of a good shooting night against the Wizards on Saturday. So maybe it'll catch up with them, but I think what they really need is for DeJounte Murray to be able to hit shots.
0 for 10, right?
0 for 10 through 4:48 left in the fourth quarter, and he ended the night with 2 of 16 shots from the field. So not great.
FanDuel is the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Does Quinn get asked as much as Joe does if they shot too many threes tonight?
Oh, no. He wants them to shoot them in a lot
Joe
of cases.
Joe does, too, but he gets asked, did you shoot too many threes tonight?
No. He will always say, I think they can shoot 10 more. I remember there was one game where I believe they had like 48 attempts from three, and he was like, you know, I think they should have shot 10 more. So he wants them to take the shots, especially if they're good looks. And that's not to say that he doesn't want them to work inside, but with a team like the Hawks and a smaller guard in Trae Young, they do you know, tend to turn over the ball when they try to drive into traffic. So I think that's one of the reasons why he wants them to take more threes, is to avoid as many situations where they can turn over the ball. And yeah, I think we're seeing hopefully the beginning of a three-point dominant team in the Hawks.
We've debated this. They have a tough road. Atlanta does. Boston does too. The in-season tournament.
Yeah.
Have the Hawks cared about it? Because the Celtics haven't seemed to. Tatum again tonight say he doesn't like the tiebreaker system. They didn't try too hard to rack up the score in the late stages of the Magic game. And both these teams, you know, two of the better teams in the East, might be missing this thing.
Absolutely. I think the Hawks care. I mean, in two of their in-season tournament games so far, they've outscored, not outscored, but they've gone over 130 points. So I think it's safe to say that they care, but they're 1-2 in the in-season tournament. So their chances aren't looking too good to advance past group stage play, but they definitely care. And I think it goes into this idea of them trying to be an unselfish team. And you know, this in-season tournament tends to benefit those guys who are at the end of the bench, who may not necessarily be making a lot of money on their guaranteed.
Fernando, baby.
Exactly. Garrison Matthews, if you know, for the sickos who are into Hawks basketball. But yeah, I absolutely think that they care about it. It ups their competitiveness, and that's something that they want to be known for, is being a competitive team.
Hawks do play a big role in the Celtics' chances. If they can beat the Cavs, that helps out the Celtics in the wild card race there. Celtics gonna host, as you see here, the Bulls on the in-season tournament court here for the final time. I guess this is the final time we'll see the Celtics in-season court here. We'll have coverage of that. It's Tuesday night, post-game coverage as well. Check out all the player interviews tonight from CLNS Media. Check out Lauren's work at AJC.com. And we'll have another segment here with Joe Sway coming up on Celtics All Access. I'm Bobby Manning once again for Lauren Williams. Celtics beat the Hawks 113-103. We'll talk to you on our next one.
You know, I've been looking for the best deal on Celtics tickets. And with over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, and more. With the NFL, NBA, and NHL seasons in full swing, you don't want to miss out. SeatGeek has your tickets to every game. Plus, artists like Travis Scott are on tour. They put all the tickets across the web in one place to make sure you're getting a good deal. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so look for the green dots. Green means good, and red means bad. Every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps. So as you know, I always come through for you guys. You can use my code DREAMERSPRO for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with promo code DREAMERSPRO. Make sure you check the link in the description to download the app. You know, I've been looking for the best deal on Celtics tickets. And with over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, and more. You can use my code DREAMERSPRO for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with promo code DREAMERSPRO. Make sure you check the link in the description to download the app.